I'm Ryan LaFleur, and my classmate is Jennifer Tenasco. We're students in Professor Weinstein's class on Latin American anthropology at the University of Ottawa. We're interviewing Yuribia Dominguez, who is a leader in Ottawa's Dominican community, as part of our final research project. Let's jump right into it. Come from and how that shapes your experience in the world. So, if you're ready.
So, wow, my name is Jose Dominguez. So the community called me Uribe. I came to Canada in 2000, gonna be a priest, sacerdote. I came to see the Pope, Juan Pablo II en español. Yo quería ayudar, como siempre, quería ser parte de lo que es la Iglesia Católica. Y llego a Canadá a ver el Papa, ¿no? Vengo con un pasaje de 15 días, pero vengo con una visa de 6 meses. Resulta que en esos 15 días vi que había un futuro en este país, que uno podría prosperar. Yo vengo de una familia de 10 hermanos. Mi padre murió en el 85, cuando yo tenía 8 años. Entonces me comunico con mi mamá, le digo, mira, aquí hay un futuro para la familia. Yo era el número 9 de los 10. I called my cousin, he said, you have to come to Ottawa because I can drive to over there. So remember, I just came for 15 days. So I forget everything. I come to Ottawa, stay with my cousin. And that day I start to work. Every Friday they give me $300. We're talking about 1,002. $300 is a lot of money in that time my country. So every time I get the $300, I send some to my mother. I gave it some to my cousin to help in the house, you know. So at that time I met some girl. I still go to the church, but in that time I met some girl. She's Judía. She don't believe in Jesus Christ. That's kind of religion. Don't believe in Jesus Christ. So we get married. He told me, you have to go back to Dominican if you want me to help you. I said, wow, but how you gonna help me? Because I get a lot of money here. In Dominica, I don't get nothing. He told me, well, I working for the strong embassy and I can get a boyfriend with no paper. So I start to study English. And I don't put too much attention. So I go to England like for 2 or 3 months in the Dominican. And then we get married. I go back 2004, 20, 26, May 26, 2004. I'm resident. So I start. Then she get pregnant. A baby come. Now she has 20 years old. A baby come. So after 2 years together, we said, you know what? We decided separate. Because I go every Sunday, I go to church. I go to Granby, Pembroke, Sherbrooke, Quebec City, Montreal. I go to represent my community in Ottawa. I go there to represent the community in the church. But she told me, oh, she don't believe in that. And I continue working hard for the baby. I try to go back to the Dominican because when you don't have family at all here or somebody to support you, it's like you go like an airplane when it's go down. And then my mother said, no, you have to stay. You have to see your baby grow up. And you have to be a man. Like, at that time, I was 27. Was 27. I'm 48. That's more like 21 years ago, something like that. So I say, okay, so I stay here in Canada, living in Ottawa like for 10 years. I don't know, never the name of my neighbor. I don't know if he is if he talking, if he don't talking, because sometimes I try to say hi, but he just like if he is a cow. So I stay here in Canada. I still in 2006. I still working for the community. I make a a team, baseball team, the one we can go to Montreal, Toronto, Boston. From 2006, we go to Boston every May 2019. It's on holiday here, so we go there from 2006 to play baseball, to have fun, to meet some Dominican people. They come here and to Canada in Labor Day in September. So I celebrate the Independence Day from the Dominican Republic, the Mother's Day. I participated in a lot of festivals for the community. I even had a diploma for the Prime Minister Trudeau. I had a diploma for a different organization. They gave me to me for the little job I do for this, you know. So sometimes I meet a lot of people in the street. They don't know, they don't have home where I go. So I bring to my home. I try to find a place, even in my car. I say, okay, you can stay in my car for tonight. I say, my parking lot over there. Yeah, be quiet. Because like I said the first time, when you arrive here, you want to go because you don't know nobody here. What I say about my daughter, she's 20 right now. She go to Carleton Place. She's studying criminology. She do part-time the parliament, work in the cafeteria. But la vie is not easy. It's not easy. Like I said, if you want something, you have to work hard. Even when you have to do the task, if you don't know to do the task, if you don't know go to the right people, it's a problem, a big problem.
You know, you covered a lot of the bases, so I'm just going to go over the list, and probably a lot of them will already be answered. So from what you said, you're from the Dominican Republic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you came to Ottawa for...
I want to become a priest, yes.
Become a priest.
Were your children born in Canada?
Yes, all of them. Four, yes. English, French, Espanol, yeah, all three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I have a hard enough time with English and French.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not easy. Believe me. I moved to Gatineau to 10 years ago, more or more. It's not easy. Oh, my
God. And you're part of the Latin American community?
Latin American community, yeah.
Yeah.
From 2006, I represented the Dominican community.
Oh, that's cool. Do you have any celebrations?
Yeah, last week we celebrated independence. We had to do it twice because we do it one time with the community. It was around 250 people. 65% Dominican and the 35% from Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico. We had people from Montreal. They're coming like around 12 people coming. They are not Dominican. They are Mexican.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's the point. We try to not be just Dominican.
Do you hold most, like, close to your heart, I guess, as a member of the Dominican community in Ottawa?
El valor the value of this, the big part of this community is big. Because when you saw the Dominican people close to you, just feeling the heart, you feel the song, you feel no, you're not alone in Canada, you know? Because the Dominican people, they have song in commune. Now, I call three people, now, I call them and say, listen, I need rice, bean, and plantain. And they bring to here. They bring right away. I call them, I need $1,000, they give me the $5,000. Because we are close, the Dominican people, when we say I'm friend of you, no matter what, I'm friend of you. So when I start to working with this community, I go to Toronto, I go to Montreal, and I don't want to say, but they look at me like I'm the boss. I'm not political. I don't like political. El valor que se siente, the values que se siente, that again, being the community, it's like a feeling the heart. And this winter, believe me, it's 260 people in this party. It's around 40 or 45 children. No? Because the children don't speak Spanish. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say my children speak Spanish, French, English. You know? Because I told them, you have to learn. I know in Canada we have a lot of opportunity. A lot of opportunity everywhere. Or like I say, when I'm close to the Dominican people, I don't know if people know me. Every time I go to some activity, I go like a, looking like a flag, the Dominican Republic. Head, each. I say thank you to Canada for everything they gave me, but I had to work a lot. I had to work a lot, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. It's not easy when you have to pay the rent, to pay the insurance, the car, to pay the food, to do this, and then you don't have to, you don't work in at all. It's not easy. Let me tell you this story.
I wouldn't even call it a story because it's truth, right? It's your life.
Yeah, it's true. Even I have a friend, he's a Dominican, he's vibrant. He said he wanna do a book with my life. We're working on it.
What kind of food do you like to make, or that your family makes that likes to that reminds you of the Dominican Republic? And
honestly, here we don't eat, we don't cook anything Canadian. Every day, in the morning we do tostada. Tostada is a bread. It's like a sandwich. Dominican we call tostada, un pan con queso y jamón. You know, it's like a sandwich, or we call tostada. Every morning we do tostada, harina. I don't know if you know harina. It's like, you know, the corn, the maize, corn, the yellow.
Yeah.
We, well, emparo, like avena. You know, like oak, something like that. Flour, you know? We do flour with milk. And we're cooking that, we give it to the kid. I mean, a 12 rice and beans, we call la bandera. And now we do a lot of plantain, plátano frito, plátano sancochado, mango. You have to write there mango. You know what mango?
Oh, no.
like the fruit, mango?
Oh, mango.
Mango. Do you know mashed potato? Oh, yes. It's mashed plantain. Okay. We call that mango.
Oh.
Yeah, mashed potato. It's look like a mashed potato, but it's mashed plantain. And you put salami, you know salami, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, salami.
Yeah.
Where do you usually shop for ingredients?
International market, it's in Montreal Road, international market, they have everything from Latin America.
Okay.
In San Carlos del Mercado Latino, in Ottawa, Montreal Road too.
So,
okay.
We're going to move on to question 11, but trying to be mindful of the time, but that was a great answer. How likely would you or your family be to use the website that we have to upload the interview? So once the interview is published, essentially, how likely would you be to look at what we published, what we post on it?
Are we honest with you? It's going to be like a lot of people. They want. I don't even start to do it. This morning, people start to call me. When they go out, they go to you ready. So, like I said before, a lot of people, the community, they don't meet. I spoke with some of them already, and they want to know.
We have one last question, and it's essentially, do you have anything at all that you would like to add?
Well, I want to say to all the students, I be a student, I'm 48, and never give it up, you know?
We'll take this time to thank you.
Thank you.
For the hour that we spent together. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you, all of you, and see you soon.